Emulsifiers, they're crucial to the texture of all sorts of manufactured foods, a type of additive used in making margarine, mayonnaise, confectionery, bakery products. Well, basically you name it, and a huge number of processed foods contain emulsifiers. Without them, the oils in many food products would separate from the liquids, which is not a great look, say, for a mayonnaise or an ice cream, if you think about it. But they're a little bit like detergent in the way that they allow fats and liquids to mingle. And a new study has found that our consumption of emulsifiers could be contributing to everything from inflammation of the intestine to heart disease. One of the scientists behind this research is Andrew Gerwitz, Professor of Biology at Georgia State University in the US. He joins us now from Belgium this morning. Andrew Gerwitz, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Andrew, there was a bit of detective work behind these findings. Tell us about what led scientists like you to think about emulsifiers as one of the culprits in some of these health problems.
So our hypothesis was that something that disturbed gut bacteria and the relation in the intestine might promote chronic inflammatory diseases. And we know that certain genetic defects that disturb this relationship can have these diseases. But since these diseases have increased in incidence, we thought there must be a non-genetic factor. And because the microbiota or gut bacteria interact closely with food, we thought about food additives that are present in food in a time frame that would make them candidates. And there was a little bit of work in studies in cell culture that suggested emulsifiers might disturb the gut microbiota. So we set up an approach to test this in mice. And indeed, the emulsifiers did disturb the gut microbiota. They resulted in bacteria being much closer to the epithelial cells than they should be. And this correlated with the mice developing obesity and metabolic disease, a form of type 2 diabetes. And if they were genetically prone to developing colitis, they developed colitis, which is similar to human inflammatory bowel disease.
And is it fair to say from your detective work that the increase, as you say, the sharp increase in those kind of chronic inflammatory diseases coincided with when science decided that emulsifiers could work and started adding them to food? Is there a direct correlation in time-wise before we get to the mice?
There is a correlation in time. Emulsifiers have been introduced into the food supply at approximately the time that the increase in these diseases began. So yes, they do fit the bill timeline.
Let's talk about the diseases that you're making this correlation with. One of them is obesity. How does obesity get blamed on an additive like emulsifiers rather than overeating?
Sure. Well, for one, I do want to be clear. We are not discounting the role of overeating. The mice in our study that got the emulsifiers, they gained weight because they ate more, but we're trying to understand why people eat more. Are people eating more simply because food is cheaper and more readily available than it used to be, or is there a physiological reason that people are eating more?
And what did your experiments on the mice tell you?
Well, what they told us is if we gave mice these emulsifiers, they developed a low-grade inflammation, and that correlated with them eating more. There's a theory of why inflammation can promote metabolic disease and type 2 diabetes in particular. It's called the inflammatory theory of insulin resistance. And part of this theory is that the inflammation that causes insulin resistance can also result in overeating by interfering with the normal signals that the brain would supply to stop eating that a person is full.
So something about the gut being inflamed turns off some of the triggers that would make us decide not to eat. It makes us hungrier. Is that what it does?
Yeah, that's the common finding to all the studies is that there is inflammation and it makes food less satisfying, so you tend to overeat.
In this experiment on the mice, you've only tested, I think, a couple of the more common emulsifiers used in processed food. Go on.
Oh, I was going to say that's absolutely correct. There are we tested two of the more common ones, There are many different emulsifiers that are used. And for the moment, we're working on the idea that these are somewhat similar chemically and therefore they might all do similar things. But that's certainly work that would need further studies. That's something that we need to do.
So it could be a more dramatic finding, in fact. It's not just these emulsifiers. It could be that all the food additives have this impact.
Absolutely. That's the central idea we're working on, that any food additives that were to disturb intestinal bacteria might be promoting intestinal inflammation. And emulsifiers may be just one food additive that is able to do this. The emulsifiers we tested and even other emulsifiers. So this may have, you know, pretty broad implications.
If this link is right, as you say, the implications are, well, pretty dramatic, really, because diabetes, obesity, these are two of the chronic diseases of this century. You've only tried it in mice. You're moving to human trials, I understand. But if it's proven, what is that? It's going to have a pretty dramatic impact on our food industry, isn't it, and how we eat?
I think that it will. Certainly, the extent to which all emulsifiers do this will be a big question mark and a big determinant. So if only some emulsifiers are doing this, then one could imagine that a lot of these could be replaced. There's also the possibility that many of these emulsifiers aren't necessary if people were to get food that was fresher and eat it quicker. Emulsifiers were not used in ice cream in the 1970s and earlier. They were introduced into ice cream to allow it to keep longer in the freezer and prevent freezer burn. But I think certainly most people could deal with an ice cream that wouldn't last as long in their freezer if they knew that emulsifiers were having these detrimental effects.
So just finally, Andrew, are you going to get to test your research on humans?
We are. We are discussing this. We're likely going to do it at the University of Pennsylvania in collaboration with the Nutritional Research Center. So we're in the process of applying for funding and designing the studies.
Andrew Gerwitz, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Professor Andrew Gerwitz from Georgia State University in the United States. And that research paper that we've been talking there is released today in the journal Nature. You're listening to Breakfast. It's 8:24.